So we'll begin with four business challenges, give our recommendation for a solution, and also discuss the potential impact. So first we'll go through the challenges. The first one that we see quite often is that choosing analogs for your orphan product when there is no standard of care or recent comparable products. This makes it really difficult to do any benchmarking, and typically your competitors in the pipeline are also doing the same type of forecasting with the same challenges. Secondly, we see the difficulty in measuring commercial impact from qualitative payer insights. So for example, you may know from payer research that payers prefer a certain study design or a certain endpoint or sample size, but how do you communicate in cross-functional discussions the actual impact of a decision around these points? Then we have the challenge of evolving policies and payer landscapes. The current landscape that we're in now may not be reflective of the anticipated landscape at the time of launch. So for example, Kate spoke a lot about Germany and the changing thresholds. Perhaps, you know, 5 years from now, orphan products may not have the same value or the same premium as they do at this point in time. So the strategy will be heavily impacted, and the assessment of your value of the product really needs to consider the future as well. And lastly, something we see quite often is the limitation in being able to weigh up several scenarios. We all know that the product's price forecast is based on many assumptions that change as the product develops. So what if the landscape shifts and you need to quickly test a slightly different TPP? How does that affect your position in the market? And what if you want to test more than the 2 to 3 scenarios that perhaps you've discussed with payers in primary research? Now, let's take a look at how GPI tackles these challenges. So first, with the lack of standard of care or relevant analogs, our recommended solution is to find a way to create flexibility to expand the analog selection to other therapy areas or other indications. And the way that we do this at GPI is to use a value-driven approach rather than traditional corridor methods. And this really allows you to move the focus of the conversation to value rather than just around the highest cost or the lowest cost or the average cost. It also provides a differentiated approach to your price analysis versus your competitors. It's a nice complement to the traditional methods or payer research you're already doing. And this could be particularly useful when the pool of payers is fairly small, as it often is in the orphan space, and you and your competitors are likely talking to the same experts. All right, so moving on to measuring commercial impact. Our approach to this is to quantify payer perception of value for all the various components that contribute to your asset's value in each market. So this creates a way for us to systematically assess an asset's position in the market and also define the levers that may have that may increase the value of your product. And the impact of this type of approach is bringing that understanding and that discussion of value and commercial potential even earlier in clinical development. And it also helps create alignment around the strategic decisions surrounding evidence generation. Now, addressing the evolving payer landscape, at GPI, what we do is compare the value of an asset at this point in time versus the future landscape. And we do this using analytical models, and we adjust these models to represent the landscape we anticipate in the future. So we'll talk a little bit more about this later in the presentation, but what this allows us to do is to avoid surprises in what price is actually achievable before it's too late, and can also help with these investment decisions early on. And lastly, tackling multiple scenarios. So again, we use analytics and technology here at GPI to overcome this challenge. So instead of having to rush through a rapid payer project, payer research project, or having to do this assessment really rapidly internally, we use our predictive models to test these scenarios, and we can run multiple simultaneously. And the reason why we developed this, and really the impact, is to provide the ability to react quickly to landscape changes, shift your strategy quickly, and doing that supported with data-driven objective outputs. We also hope this will reduce the amount of time spent on payer research throughout the life cycle, allowing you to allocate the necessary funding and resources to payer research when the time is right.